It's 7 o'clock. This is the news. Peacekeepers have begun deploying in the Liberian capital, Monrovia. However, there are still new reports of fighting in other parts of the country. Meanwhile, the rebels still hold the port town of Buchanan, where Red Cross officials say the humanitarian situation is getting desperate. Italy is in the grip of lottery fever ahead of Saturday's draw of a record jackpot of 66 million euros. I wonder if that's been drawn yet. No one has picked the winning six numbers for the last 43 draws. The high stakes have caught the attention of people from outside Italy who also want to try their luck. PepsiCo has filed a petition in India requesting an independent evaluation of a report which accuses Pepsi and Coca-Cola of selling drinks containing dangerous levels of pesticide residue. The report, released Tuesday, claimed the levels of pesticides found in some 36 times higher than European Union safety standards. In camp news, it's 7 o'clock. That means it's the German lockpicking teaching in the lockpicking tent, followed by the fire brigade and crew-only lockpicking at 8 o'clock. Currently, there is competition out between the hack centre and the landing ground. See who can reassemble a QWERTY keyboard, or maybe a German-style keyboard, the fastest. Teams of four, go there now. It's started. It should be a laugh. Any news, any updates, any flames, any stories, email me at subethernews@hushmail.com. In network news, the WAVLAN is running again. Everything is still good. Be prepared for strange things going on, though, as it's very, very hot and the computers and switches are beginning to groan.
Wow. We're forever pushing the vibe within. Baby, would you cry for the rhythm? Let's fly with the rhythm. We're pushing the vibe within you. Because it means you're touching me, baby, I'm touching you. We keep pushing the vibe within. I know you love the vibe.
Sweet Morn to Setting Orange, it's Sub-Ether Radio. Well, quite a lot of few people out there, and some people are lost, and especially a mother is lost. A little kid is looking for her mother, and so Christine Schröder should come to the Angel tent to pick up her daughter. Christine Schröder, please come to the Angel tent, your daughter is waiting here for you.
Logical mistakes at the best. Check the fatness and the freshness. Now, baby, you move your body. We'll do the rest. This music is my first stop, baby, and I must confess, I can profess, knowing that I won't get stressed, yes. With that love, I got the advantage, because deep lies the heart's language. Speaking to the rhythm and it's speaking in beats, speaking to the music with the lyric deep. Sound is sweet and never will decay. If I feel like drifting other ways, I can do that if that's what I need. Flip the script and I'll miss the speed as we move on, as we move through. Twisting mystic vibes just for you. Check the fatness and the freshness. Vibe is live and direct. As we move on, as we progress, to increase the breath.
even when it's quite hot outside, there are still things going on down there, and there are much activities. With me, joining me is Weatherfrog. Weatherfrog, you are outside and you're reporting live from a kind of quiz or game. Tell me about it.
Yeah, guten Tag. Here in front of the Hack Center, in the direction to the landing ground, is a game by the Hacker's Choice, THC. And they have some nice athletics for hackers, and with me is one member of the THC.
Van Hauser.
And how do you came up with the idea of this game?
Oh, the idea came from Skyper, one of our team members, who in the last camp in the Netherlands at Hackers at Large, he came on the idea of making such a quiz, which was very successful. So we thought, okay, for that CCC camp, we should do that as well.
Ah, okay. And what are the disciplines here to take? So I saw him throwing hard disks all over the camp.
Yeah, we want to check all skills of our hackers. So first, there are a theoretical part where they have to answer tough questions on IT security, Unix, history, and other stuff. And the other part are practical issues like distance throwing of hard drives, mouse curling, and reconstructing keyboards.
Yeah, it's quite funny here when the people are doing these all disciplines. And how long do you gonna play anymore?
I think for maybe half an hour, but we have to check how long people can stay here before they need a bath.
Okay, do you are still looking for teams?
Yeah, I think we will play one more round. So if individuals or teams are interested in playing, they should just come in front of the Hack Center.
Okay, that's great. And I'm the Weatherfrog, and I'm giving back to Studio A and say thank you.
Thank you, Weatherfrog, live from the field outside. Go there and have fun. We'll be right back.
Okay, this is Radio Sub-Ether on 88.3 FM. And you're listening to Sam, which is an exception because my shift is at 8 o'clock or at 10 o'clock, I don't know. But anyways, we have with me, we have in our studio Dip Switch and Pandur from Black Maiden, which is a demo coding crew. Hello. And you have a lecture this evening at midnight. What will it be?
Well, first of all, we will tell you about the history and the structure of the phenomena called demo scene. And we'll show you some examples from different platforms like C64, Amiga and PC. And after that, Thomas will talk about some technical stuff. Well, tell us.
Yeah, I will show you two tools we developed to code the intro, mainly for 3D graphics, to pack them, to make them very small, to include them in 4K or 64 kilobyte intros.
Okay, to make this clear, it is all about demos and intros. And what's up with this? It has a long history and they still exist. I know them from the C64, but they still exist, yes?
Yeah, they still exist and they really improved. It's nowadays about real-time 3D graphics and synchronized with music. Many people think it's more like a music video than a program, but it's everything is coded.
And the clue is it's rendered online.
Yeah, it's rendered in real time. You have
it's no movie. Yeah,
yeah, it's no movie. You, it's programmed to render 30 to 60 pictures a second, so it looks smooth.
Okay. Okay, Pandur and Dip Switch, what are your real names anyway?
I'm Pandur and my name is Thomas.
Well, my name is Gleb.
Gleb, okay. How did you get to this coding of demos? Since when do you follow that hobby?
Well, I got my first computer in 1995 and, well, I used to call public domain BBSs, well, bulletin board softwares where you could get some shareware and stuff. And well, that's where I got my first demos and intros, and well, it was fascinating and I thought, wow, I have to participate in this somewhere. But just to make it clear, I'm no coder, I'm doing music for demos and productions.
Are you a musician? Okay.
Yes.
And Panda, what is your part and how did you get it?
Yeah, it was mainly with BBS, two bulletin board systems I called, and one day it was very spontaneous. A friend of me said, come on, let's make a demo, and I have to improve my C coding skills, and then 1 year later our first demo was finished.
And is it just a hobby for you, or do you try to make it to your profession, to a job, or is it so fascinating that you do want it for your living?
Yeah, that is, I guess that's the dream of every demo coder, to make it for a living. I don't know, game development is a very interesting area. We will see.
Dip switch?
Well,
your profession?
I'm a student, I'm studying history, so nothing that has to do with computers or something. So my position to this is also a bit different. I'm not planning to make a living with demo productions whatsoever. But I'm doing quite a lot of music, and I hope to, I don't know, perhaps release some stuff on vinyl someday.
Okay, to make some advertisement, it's on midnight this evening, this night on midnight in the main Hack Center. You make your lecture and you show the most popular and the most exciting demos in the last time. And probably everyone is welcome to see you. And afterwards, we have a little spare time to meet you, to talk to you.
Yeah, sure. After the lecture, people will be able to ask questions. And after that, we just let some demos run. And in that time, people can also discuss with us. So we will be available the whole evening after that.
Okay, at midnight. Around midnight in the Hack Center, the main tent this evening. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Sub-Ether from Sweet Morn to Setting Orange on 88.3 FM. The music you are hearing right now in the background is the music that is coming from our very special DJ this night, and it's DJ Submerge. There's one other announcement. Maybe you remember the little child that was looking for her mother. Well, not actually her mother, but her father took her up. So this little child is back home again in her home tent, wherever it is. Chaos Communication Camp. Is it a pain or is it holiday? Well, I am in doubt. A few hours ago I tried the Nerdschleuder. Well, I didn't really want to. I was forced. They were kicking me and putting me in chains and bring me there. So I went into the Nerdschleuder, and here's a little report. What happened?
Hello, this is Sub-Ether Radio. We are currently at the Nerdschleuder. The Nerdschleuder is a device with three rings which can be rotated in any direction. And next to me is Ingo. Hello, Ingo.
Hi.
And Ingo wants to test this device. And, well, Ingo, what do you think?
I don't really want to, but I'm forced to. So someone has to test this strange device here. I'm already dizzy just by looking at it.
Ingo, have a nice flight in this device, and we'll talk afterwards about how you felt. So Ingo is heading straight forward to the device. And he's now reaching the two footsteps. They are opened, and Ingo is looking very scared. Did you do this before, Ingo?
No, no.
What do you feel at the moment?
Well, whoa.
Strange feeling here. Uy, uy, uy.
Lift your hand. Lift your hand.
Okay.
Do it like a man.
So, Ingo.
Yeah. Dude,
let's rock. So, Ingo,
no.
what workshops did you attend today?
I forgot.
You forgot.
I
did you attend any workshop at this camp?
I forgot.
After all, what do you know now?
I have an idea that the sky is blue and the earth is green. Oh, but I think I will forget that in a few minutes also.
Ingo, do you know your name?
What name?
Okay.
What is your name?
No further question required. Now I know what the sign usage at your own risk means. So Ingo is now rotating over his head and flipping around. Is it hard to pull the device or is it very easy?
What do you mean?
Is it hard to operate it or is it very easy to...
Well, you cannot really control it. Woo!
What word would you say describes it at best?
Sorry, I don't understand much here.
What word do you say would it describe at the best?
Rotating. I think I got a new definition for the word dizziness here.
Ah! Ingo used control.
Ingo,
it's losing some of its power.
Ingo, how do you feel?
How do you feel, Ingo?
What does the word feeling mean? No, it's quite extraordinary in here. I will try to reduce the speed now.
It works perfectly, Ingo. You're now rotating at double speed.
See? It's getting and around and around and around. Okay, but I think this is enough now.
No!
Yes, no. Definitely!
Keep it rolling! Wilder, wilder! Let him jump!
Can someone
feel like now?
Pull me out of this device here?
Do you feel better now?
Someone has to free me! Oh, I survived.
Okay. Now the device is opened and Ingo is able to get out of it. Does the world feel like the same before or is it rotating around you?
Which world? The world up there or down there?
Okay, no further questions required. So, thank you Ingo, this is Sub-Ether Radio.
Back live in the Sub-Ether studio. And I think that answers my question. It's definitely pain. So, dear nerds, please stay away of these shitty thing out there. Don't try this at home. Don't try this at all. Be careful. Stay healthy. And, do more chilling.
Sub-Ether Radio, on the microphone Sascha Ludwig. And outside of the camp field is Corinna, and Corinna is standing next to the big great Blinken Lights cube. Hello, Corinna.
Hi, Sascha. We're here outside next to the cube, and I'm talking to Steini, who is leading the project. So tell me, how come you're here with that cube?
We came with the truck. So, okay, from the beginning, this is a cube, is invented by Robert Pravda. This is a guy from Croatia, is living now in the Netherlands. And he built this cube up of 125 lamps, which is a cube of 5 times 5 times 5 lamps. And he had an interface to that lamp, which is a little bit confusing. You can just play random lamp settings, and we enhanced this interface to controlling each lamp by 127 grayscales and brightness. It has a MIDI interface, and this MIDI interface is connected to a computer, and we made a small software, a server, which can control every lamp, each lamp on that cube.
And this software is linked in the wiki, so everybody can contribute?
Yeah, though we had an information site on the wiki. It's located at, we think about projects, fun, glowing cube. And there's a description of the format of the cube protocol, which is quite simple. You just have to send 125 times 3 byte to port 2224. Of this computer, which has an IP address you will find on the wiki. And then the cube is glowing in exact this manner you send the bytes. And you have to send 8 frames, cube frames, so to say, per second.
Great. And you had an accident. We all saw the windows, flying towels and such, but it was not that funny for you, we heard.
No, it was funny. It was a tornado, and it was real fun because it shows that this cube is really, really hard and good constructed. It fall down directly on its face and just some lamps smashed, but we fixed the lamps and now we hope everything's working again. So we will place a cube back on the table and hope that everything's working again.
So tonight we hopefully can enjoy it again.
Now we will not stop before it works again.
That's good to hear. Thanks for the interview. Bye. Back to the studio.
Okay, thanks Corinna to you, and have a nice time. And now let's get back to the music.